So we are talking about Tumas Kohanim. It's been a long time, so we'll do a little bit of a review of Tumas Kohanim, and then we'll talk about how it's relevant to the medical professionals, to the medical community, I guess, to the hospital, and to everyday people. So we didn't talk about, what we do need to talk about is the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, the prohibition. We will do that hopefully today. What is the prohibition? Who is prohibited? And how are you prohibited? And how does that work? Let's first be talking about things that cause tumah, right? We're talking about only about tumas makes, tumas associated with death. Right? Other things cause tumah. Those are not relevant to our current discussion. So what are the things that cause tumah? Anyone remember? Make it just a list again. I know we did this, but just a corpse, right? So we have a goof.
Bugs.
No, we're talking about tumas mace. Bugs don't cause tumas mace, they cause tumas sherets. Seven liquids do not. So the seven liquids. We've come up with seven liquids a bunch of times, so let's just mention what they are. The seven liquids. So you can have.
Water.
Okay, so let's do this. So we have different levels of tumah.
Being in the same room where a body once was.
That's how you become tumah. The things that are tumah. But let's talk about levels of tumah, first of all. What do I mean by levels of tumah? Right, tumah gets transmitted in levels. Every time tumah is transmitted, almost every time tumah is transmitted, it loses a level. Okay? So, you have the first level, or it's really like a super level. Let's leave it out. The first level is a mace.
The primal
mace. You're right. He's called Avi Avos HaTumah. The mace, so, a body, a dead body, is the prototypical tumah. The question is, in the Rishonim, is a dead body actually tummy, or does it cause tumah? It's an interesting one, just here, I don't care. It's called avi avos hatumah, let's pretend it is tummy. It is the prototypical tumah. Okay?
What does avi avos mean?
Avi, avo, av means like the father.
Father.
It means the father, this is the ultimate, because the next level is going to be called an av hatumah. The one after that is a Rishon hatumah. Have a Sheni Latoma, a Shlishi Latoma. Can you guess the next one? V Latoma. These aren't really relevant for us, as you know.
Is it just infinity?
No, you don't have a Sheni. Okay, Minat Torah, there's only the mace, which I said we'll call Avi Avos HaTumah, and Av and the Rishon. Minat Torah, that's it. Okay? Regarding these. So, a person, the dead body itself, or that which causes, meaning not only the dead body, anything on this list.
Severed head?
A severed hand. Yes. A vi avos hatumah. All of these things cause a vi avos hatumah. Okay? A person who becomes tummy from an avi avos hatumah becomes an av hatumah. Okay, and how do you become tummy from an avi avos hatumah? You are either, right, there are three mechanisms, remember?
Touch.
Methods. Maga, touch. Masa, indirect touch, or carrying. And ohel, right, a tent which has ohel hamshacha. And ma'ahil. Ohel Hamshacha means being under the same roof, and Ma'ahil means being above or below, even if you're outside, right? So I'm above or below. So, Av HaTumah becomes Tameh from the mace, either through Maga, Masa, or Ohel, and then you are an Av HaTumah. Let's say you're in the room with the mace, you're an Av HaTumah. Okay? You then go and touch your friend. So then you walk out of the room. You go home, and you touch your friend. So you can make the friend a Rishon HaTumah. Okay? It has to be through touch.
If you were...
If you're an av hatumah, you touch someone, he becomes a Rishon hatumah. So this, so let's see, this to here is via 1, 2, or 3, and this to here is only 1. Does that make sense? Right? From an avi avos hatumah to become an av hatumah, it's either via methods 1, 2, or 3. From an av hatumah to become a Rishon hatumah, it's only 1. A kohen is prohibited from becoming an av hatumah, not a Rishon hatumah.
You're never...
Okay, so a Kohen, just let's say this. A Kohen is prohibited from becoming an Av HaTumah. Okay? So if you go into a cemetery, you do a tahara, right? After someone dies, we do the special cleansing process. A tahara, if you do that and you touch the mace and you wash him and bathe him, you can then go and touch a kohen. There's no prohibition to do that, right? We said the isser of tumas kohanim is not only on the kohen not to become tamei, it's on you not to mitame him, to cause him to become tamei. There is no problem for any of us to touch a kohen, even if you touch a mace. There's only a problem for a kohen to become an av hatomo. Okay? Seyin l'tumah applies to food, shlish l'tumah applies to truma, revil l'tumah applies to kachim, chamish l'tumah applies to paraduma. Not really relevant for us. The seven maskim refer, so foods can become a seyin l'tumah, right? And that's relevant if you want to eat truma, right? So a food, an apple, can become tameh only if it previously contacted one of these seven liquids. These seven liquids in themselves are not tameh. These seven liquids are tar. Right? So if it contacts one of these seven liquids, and you know what they are, this is not so important. It's Yad Shachat Dam. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You know what they are?
Yain.
Right, there's Yain.
Dam. Shemen. Chola.
Tau.
Do Tau.
Dvash. Dvash and Mayim. Yes. Oh, very good. I didn't remember all seven. Okay, so those are all seven. Not so relevant. Not really on there. Just people mention it, so I wouldn't say it. So if one of these seven liquids touches an apple, then the apple is susceptible to being shenil l'tumah. If the apple was never contacted with one of these liquids when it was not connected to the ground, things that are connected to the ground can't become tameh. We talked about that before, right? Like the door, right, the question about the door. Can the door become tameh? Buildings can't become tameh. Things that are connected to the ground do not become tameh. So fruits and vegetables that are connected to the ground, so long as they need to be connected to the ground, do not become tummy. So when the apple is picked and then becomes wet, only then can become tummy, wet by any one of these seven liquids.
And also certain materials like wood, plastic.
Yeah, different things can become tummy, but foods need to contact one of these seven liquids before they can become tummy.
But what about like tzaras, the kind of wool in the house?
We're not talking about tumas tzaras.
Oh, just this type of
it? Yeah, tumas tzaras can be on walls.
So if food touches those things, it becomes shenil.
If what? If a rishon l'tumah touches a food after it contacted one of those seven liquids, right? You washed your apple and it's sitting in your fridge, and then you touched it, it becomes shenil l'tumah.
What if the food itself touches one of the seven liquids?
Like the food touches the seven liquids, fine. So then it becomes susceptible to becoming tameh. That's all.
Can a kohen not do that?
No, a kohen cannot become an av hatumah. That's it. A kohen is prohibited from becoming an av hatumah. The only way to become an av hatumah is from getting it from an aviyavos, from an aviyavos l'tumah. Maga Masa or Ola.
What?
No. A Kohen is prohibited from becoming an Av HaTumah. That's it.
Okay.
That's all we're interested in right now. That's all that a Kohen is prohibited from becoming. The only way to become an Av HaTumah is from an Avi Avos HaTumah. How do you become an Av HaTumah from an Avi Avos HaTumah? Maga Masa or Ola. Okay, that's the only prohibition. Okay, but people brought it up, so I want to mention it. We're going to get rid of all this now, because it's just confusing. Okay, fine. So so you have three levels, okay? That we're interested in right now. There are more, we don't really care right now. But you should know that tumah does transmit, and if you never touch the mace, you can become regional tumah. No prohibition in doing that. You can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't eat karbanos, and you can't eat truma, things that aren't relevant right now, but there's no prohibition for a kohen to become tameh. You can be a regional tumah, you can be in that state, just can't nothing to do about it. But it has no ramifications for the prohibition. So let's just go back to this. What things are tame? So we said the guf, the corpse itself.
Bones.
Bones, right? How much bones? I don't remember. Atzamos.
Majority of the...
Right, so either a majority, rov binyan or rov minyan. A majority of the number of the bones or a majority of the build of the body, like a half of a person. Right? You can have a rov ha'akav. Just a collection of bones that are like a rov akav, about 20-something ounces or so. Akav is a volume measurement. A certain volume of bones has become tameh, so this is only relevant when it's less than that volume. Right? Once you have a volume, 20-something ounces of bones, it's tameh. So what do you mean? How many bones do I have? I have, right, 248 bones, so 100 and... We talked about this, right? 126 bones will become tameh. That's true, but once they're rov akav, they're tameh. So, yes, it means like a baby or some infant, but there are fewer bones than that. Okay, Atzamos, Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan, Rav Akav, a Shidra, a Vigul Golas, a spine. Gulgolas, a spine and a skull. Is it a shit? So this machlokas mishnah is a shidra ogulgolas or a skull, or a shidra and a gulgolas, meaning the skull and the spine. We pass in either one. So we should do this. So a skull in itself is tame, even if it's less than the rov ha'kav. A skull is tame, right? That's why I said you can't bring a skull in the subway. If you remember, a skull causes tuma. So you bring it into the subway, makes the whole subway tame. You cannot cause tumah to a kohen. I assume that there's a 20% chance, 10% chance that there's a kohen on the subway system somewhere. You're not even in the subway system, right? It's the largest OL, in my opinion. I never measured it, right?
Because that's considered a one.
Anything that has a contiguous roof that has an opening of a tefach ala tefach is one room, like is one OL.
But I'm sure people have died.
Right, so the question, if someone's dead on the subway in somewhere there right now, a kohen cannot go on, does he have to be concerned with that? I don't think so. But once the tumah is gone, it's over. So
cars.
When you're in the car, you're okay, maybe.
Oh, there's no, like, lasting...
But if
no.
I walk downstairs and today, and don't yet get on a
no, skull, subway.
The entire subway system is...
So down. Let's leave out the cars for
the
subway.
Not the car. Not
let's
the
leave
subway.
Out the cars. So leave out the cars. You're outside. You're waiting for the subway. Right?
Yeah.
There's a tunnel above you. That tunnel goes all the way up to the Bronx, and it goes all the way down, and it goes into the Brooklyn over the NER through the tunnels. It goes into Herald Square. It goes into Madison Square Garden. It goes into Grand Central Station. It goes into, I don't even know where... All sorts of fun places.
There's got to be remains of someone in the subway
station. I don't think you have to be concerned with that unless someone proves it. But you bring the skull in. I bring tumma into the subway. You can't do that. Right, but once you take that, once the tumma is out, it's no longer tummy. You're only prohibited from becoming tummy while it's there. Once it's gone, it's over.
So if I go to, let's say, who plays here, the Madison Square Garden, whatever, a game, and I'm carrying a dead hand with me.
So in theory,
for sure there's a coin in there somewhere.
So look, it has to be
the entire 50,000.
So it happens to be, look, it happens to be anything that has a contiguous roof that is open of a space time I hold out. Make sure that all, if all the doors are open, I think, last time I checked, you can go, meaning a particle of gas that is a cubic tefach large, if you had such a particle of gas, in Madison Square Garden can travel to this A station. I think that's true. Meaning there are no closed doors. So that's how I'll do that. So there's a big problem by the Museum of Natural History. The Museum of Natural History supposedly has mummies.
Yeah,
I don't recall.
To the subway system.
So it doesn't. There's two doors in between.
Is that what they put them up?
So it does. It might matter. We'll talk about that. It might matter, but l'chatila certainly is prohibited. And you certainly can't be mitame someone l'chatila regardless.
So definitely a coin can't go in here to see the mummies.
Right. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about
what?
It. Hold on.
Where
Museum
on?
Of Natural
it's
History. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about
the
it.
Entire museum?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about
it. We'll talk about that. Sure.
Bodily fluids don't count.
So, okay. So we have all of these things cause tumah, right? Because maga masa ol. But there's one other issue in etzem kisaora. A bone the size of a barley. Right? Meaning much smaller, can cause only via maga and masa. But not oh. This is important actually, because we'll talk about an application. Maybe we'll do it next time. Here's one exception, okay? Only touch and carry, but not an oh. Right? An etzem kisaora, a little piece of bone, does not cause to move the oh, but you can't touch it or carry it. If a kohen cannot touch it or carry it, but if he does, or you do, you become tummy.
So, is that about a blood also?
No. Blood is dam is mitame the revius. Right, the same amount you need to drink for kiddush. It becomes tame. Okay, blood min hames. Dam min hames.
So is an etzem kisaora still considered a
An etzem kisaora is an So dam min hames means blood that comes out after death. Blood that comes out before death is not tame.
Eventually,
it matters when it comes out. It doesn't matter when it comes from. So if you have a blood sample in your lab from a living person,
that's
it doesn't
matter.
Everything is
stabbed and stumbles out of the hallway.
So the Gemara talks, the Mishnah talks about that. That's called dam tavusa. The dam that came out while he was dying and it's mixed up and we don't know. So it's more complicated. We're not going to do
that.
So let's say you have a blood sample. You did a blood draw yesterday and he died today. That's fine.
He was alive, but when he dies,
it only matters when it came out.
And this is what all.
Yeah, everything's been OL.
Wait.
All of these things are be'ohel. Are maga, masa, and ohel. The only exception is etzem kisora. Except for etzem kisora, that's why it's in brackets. Etzem kisora is in brackets because it's different. Everything else in the tamei b'maga, b'masa, be'ohel.
So the small bone can still cause...
Right, the question is, can you be tamei dam b'maga? How can you touch a whole revius of dam? When I touch it, am I really touching the whole revius? Okay, so it's certainly tamei b'masa to hold a revius of dam or be'ohel. Maga is more difficult. How do you touch a liquid? But, okay. But am I touching the whole thing? Okay, so it doesn't matter. It's inferior to having maga b'masa b'ol. We'll worry about how you deal with maga if you. It's a practical problem. There are other things that are metame. Neitzel is metame. It's like corpse decomposition. Doesn't matter. Name it up on the list. Rekev is metame. Like corpse dust is metame. Doesn't matter. We'll put one more. Eder minacha. So I'm sorry. Basar.
Flesh.
Basar kezayis. Right. Flesh. Right, we have basar, we have atzamos, gidim. I couldn't find the discussion right, but gidim are long stringy things. They generally get locked in with basar in this regard. There's basar and atzamos, there's flesh and bones. If you're not a bone, you're flesh. Even if you're a long stringy thing, if you have a kezayis of that, you're a tamei. So basar, kezayis, that's what that means. And the last thing is aver min hachai.
And that's an animal.
This is the only one that's min hachai. Of a human being, though everything's human, aver min hachai, a limb, an aver, sorry, don't say limb, it's not a limb, it's an aver from a person. An aver requires basar plus gidim, which we don't know what they are, plus atzamos. So an aver, your heart is not an aver, right? It doesn't have bones. You need to have bones, flesh, and long stringy things. So like a finger is an aver, a hand is an aver. A heart is not an aver, a kidney is not an aver.
Does that have to be
kezayis? No, an aver min hachai is even
a tamei b'mashu. It's like a
fingertip. Tip, as long as you have bone.
Right,
you need bone and long stringy things.
This
is relevant. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the Isser part.
Just to clarify, the three methods of maga, masa, and ohel, of transfer tuma, apply not only to tumas meis, but all kinds.
No, only tumas meis. Only tumas meis.
So how do you transfer the other kinds of tuma?
Just maga and masa. Usually maga and masa, there are differences. This is only for those ways.
So if I'm going to remove a kohen, someone cuts my hand off.
He is coming. You were coming too, and he violated prohibition.
But if someone pulls my heart out, then...
You're dead.
Well, not dead. Okay, fine.
You're dead, so you're coming.
But if they run before I die...
So let's say someone pulls a kidney into the room, it's not coming. Right?
Oh, so organs are not
coming.
Organs, you need basar, gidim, and atzamos. No, organs from a mace, sorry. Organs from a mace is basar and a mace. It can be kezayis. It's coming.
Oh, so when you take it...
You're stuck. Meaning, you have to come up with a crazy case, you have a basar and a mace that's less than kezayis, it's not coming. Right? So a heart from a dead person is coming. Right? Because it's basar and a mace of kezayis. In theory, a kidney from a living person, let's say. A kidney from a living person is larger than a kezayis. A kidney from a living person is not tamei because it's from a living person. But if it had a bone in it, if it was an aver min hachai, aver min hachai, a living person, tamei, a finger, a hand.
So wait, the operation definition is bone? It's
no. Basar, gidim, and atzamos. You need all three. It just bone's the hardest one to get. Meaning, you can have, there's a lot of flesh. The question is when you get bone, right? How often do you have an aver min hachai? Right, that's rare. Only when you cut off your finger. So if you cut off your finger, so let's deal with the question. If you cut off your finger, Cohen cuts off his finger. So that finger is now tamei be'ohel. Right? You cut off your finger, it's tamei be'ohel. If you cut off your finger, it's tamei be'ohel. So...
Well, this applies if it's from your own body also?
For your own body also. Not Behuda was very clear, it applies to your own body as well. Why not?
What if it's reattached?
Are you allowed to reattach it? Because generally, reattaching it requires... three things. You have to be in the same room as it. We generally do surgery in the operating room, not outside in the field, and you are under the same roof as it. Aver min hachai is metame be'ohel.
Well, regardless, I mean...
It's metame b'maga and metame b'masa.
Oh, you're saying if you cut off...
Let's say it happens by accident. An accident.
If it happens indoors, it doesn't matter. You're already tame.
You're already tame. You have to get out. You can't remain tame. We'll talk about the Easter in a minute.
It doesn't go away. You're tame.
Right, but you cannot... So we'll talk about it. You cannot become tame again. You're not allowed to re-metame yourself.
Right, so that's the question of whether or not you're allowed to reattach it. Because you have to go inside a closed facility.
I have to leave the room. Once it cuts off, I have to leave the room.
Right, but regardless of...
I can't remain... Every time I remain in the room, I still become tame. I violate the prohibition.
You're tame the moment it happens.
I continue to be tame every moment after that. I'm not allowed to do that.
Continue or not, you still need to purify yourself by...
Right, and mechanami. You're right. But there's a prohibition to continue to be tame. So even if they do the surgery in that room, I'm still stuck. Right? So you're in the same room, it will touch you, because it's going to be reattached, and you will violate masa the moment you pick up your hand. Mikveh's not going to help you. You need para aduma, right? This is tumas mace. Tumas mace, you need a red heifer and burn it and spritz you and then the mikveh. It's a whole mess. You don't have
what one. Exactly is masa?
Masa is carrying or indirect contact.
But once it's attached and you lift your hand, then it's no longer Ivar Menachai.
Oh, so that's the question. So let's say there's at least maga and ohel, right? One would be enough. But
you also imply when you grab it to go run to the emergency.
So let's say I grabbed it. I'm a good guy. Yeah. I grabbed it. I took it in a separate ambulance, so you shouldn't be tame.
So you're ohel.
So I'm OL in the hospital, I'm holding it still in the ambulance.
Yeah, so you're in the hospital, you're OL anyway.
Okay, let's say you're in a clinic, fine. But you're not allowed to be more tame. Once the door is closed to the operating room, I can't bring the finger in.
Are you saying, bottom line, that someone wouldn't be...
I'm just asking a question, and we're going to answer in a minute.
Obviously, you can.
Not obviously, but...
It's not obvious.
So two things. So there's one yisob we have to remember. So a couple of yisobs here. Okay, so it sounds like a big problem, right? Like, I mean, this would be really terrible.
I would like my finger back.
You would like your finger back, but... Yeah. So this is not Pikoach Nefesh.
Well...
You're missing the tip of your pinky finger. It has basar, gidim, and atzamos. You cut off the bone. There is no Pikoach Nefesh. You will live a happy life. My uncle has half of a pinky finger. I never asked him why. He always jokes around about it. I don't know why. He lives a very fulfilling life. He's a little bit of a nut, but, like, I don't think that has to do with his finger.
One less nail to cut.
One less nail to cut. You see? You can find the positive. It's not Pikoach Nefesh. It's not Pikoach Nefesh. It's just not. Okay? We'll sew it up and we'll clean it. We'll take it. We'll give you good medical care. We're not going to, you know, neglect you. We're going to treat you. Which can't become tummy. So, this seems like a big problem, right? So, the Tzitz Eliezer says his mother. So, that's a name. You said that the Tzitz Eliezer is the Walter who died recently.
So, much easier to reattach it.
He's willing to reattach it. So, why? Why is he willing to reattach
it? Pick it up. Do she
yeah, he said it's fine. Why? Why? You can do everything. Once it's willing to reattach, I have to be in the same room and I have to touch it and I can pick it up and bring it.
You have to be nuts not to reattach a finger.
Why? It's not Pikoach Nefesh.
The rules are the rules.
Rules are the rules. Why is it mutter? So, a couple of reasons why it might be mutter and a couple of reasons why it might be usher. So, Rav Unterman, I mentioned before, he wrote a sefer called Shevet Miyehuda, same as Isser Yehuda Unterman. He was one of the early Ashkenazi chief rabbis of Israel, I don't remember the dates. He's Shevet Miyehuda deals with a lot of these medical issues, so like one of the early halachic medical books.
How long ago
books.
Is this, roughly?
20, 30, something like that. But he's one of the first to deal with this systematically. So he says the following. We saw that Gemara neither, remember? Ben Ashunamis Maroshi Tamid Ba'oa. Right? Eliyahu Anavi, Elisha Anavi, Eliyahu, I don't remember. They both had a case that there was a boy who died, and they both came to revive him. Right? One was the Ben Ashunamis, one was the Ben Ashunamis. And I haven't said that
one. Eliyahu was a coin.
He was a coin. So they wound up, right, Eliyahu was a coin, we talked about that.
Yeah,
they wound up, Ben Ashunamis, Maushi, Tamei, Ba'oel. Does the Ben Ashunamis cause Kumas Ha'oel? Meaning, they were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You're right. There was no prohibition for Elisha to become Tamei, but he couldn't eat Truma after that. He couldn't eat Korbanos after that. He couldn't go into the Mikdash. So, Ben Ashunamis, Maushi, Tamei, Ba'oel. Does the Ben Ashunamis create Kumas Ha'oel?
Was Eliyahu Tamei after Rubai?
That's the question. Ben Ashunamis Maushi Tame Ba'o. So the question is, what are we talking about? That's the question. So the Gemara just says, we'll write it out. It says, Ben Ashunamis Maushi Tame, what's the case? And the answer is, so let's write it out. I don't have the Gemara with me.
The ends justify the means.
If the dude's going to revive people, so if you revive
right. So the Gemara says Ben Ashunamis Maushi Tame Ba'ol, and the answer is Meis Mitame Ve'en Chai Mitame. A dead person causes tumah, and a live person does not cause tumah.
What about a live finger?
An Avram and a Chai causes tumah.
Like a revived finger.
So that's Tolok. So Meis Mitame Ve'en Chai Mitame. So what in the world is the Gemara saying? A dead person causes tumah, and a living person doesn't. How does that answer the question? What is the question? What's the question?
Was the revived person?
You want to know, the question is, after Elisha's done with him.
Was he ever dead?
He was dead. He was dead. Anyone, right, we said, we'll talk about that death needs to be irreversible, right? We'll talk about that a lot. Death needs to be irreversible. You're not dead if you're reversibly dead. But that means through natural means. If you need a prophet to resurrect you, you're dead. Okay, you're dead. So we'll talk. We'll know. We're talking about people. Hold on. You're jumping the gun. We'll get there in a second.
It's like a modern day prophet.
Right. If you need a prophet, no. So that person's not dead. No. Medical means he never died.
He never died.
If the person's heart stops and they shock him and he comes back, he's alive.
So then
he never died. This guy died. He died 100%. So what's the Gemara asking? Ma'al shi kamei ba'ol?
No, because if he's walking around, he's still.
So most Rishonim assume it's talking about after Elisha's done with him, he should still be coming. Why? Because he was dead once. A dead person doesn't come back alive. What? Even if he does, he's still dead. He still is a Tumas Mace. He touched himself.
Oh, right. So it's not saying, can he be a Tumah until walking around?
Yeah, that's what they want to know. But when most Rishonim say, when he's walking around, is he an Avia? Is he Mitami the Oel? Does he cause Tumah in an Oel?
Is it asking if he's an Avato or
an No, an Avia Oel. Is he causing
Tumah? He's touched himself.
Mamu say Yitami the Oel.
No.
Can he cause Tumah in an Oel?
He's dead, yeah. But when he's alive, no.
So when he's alive, why? When he's alive, why?
He's alive.
But he was dead once.
Okay,
so that's what the Gemara said. Okay, so that's the Gemara's answer. Living people without a Tamei, the fact that he was dead once doesn't matter. That's the Gemara's answer.
Oh yeah, but the original room that he died in, though, is still Tamei Avot.
Well, not anymore.
So
once the tomb is out of the room, the room's
fine.
Oh,
right. Okay, fine.
So that's the Gemara's answer. What you're assuming is so cautious, it's so simple, is the Gemara's answer. Living people are a Tamei. The fact that he was dead once, okay. So what do you know, though? When he was dead, he was certainly a Tamei. Right? When he... During the time that he was dead, he was Tamei. And now he's no longer Tamei. Why? Because he's alive. Right? What you think is so obvious, that's the Gemara's answer. You just have a difficult time explaining what the Havni knows. It was Gemara's question. So Rilderman says the same thing applies to organs or attached limbs or anything like that. Let's say you have a kidney from a dead person, basar min ha'meis. It's Tamei. When I then transplant it into a living person. Is that kidney still Tamei?
No.
He says once blood starts flowing through it again, it is no longer Tamei. Once it comes back to life, it is no longer Tamei. That's Rav Unterman's assumption. Okay?
Is that a heter of some sort?
It's so
argument. Sure. So this is Rav Unterman. So Rav Unterman says it's no longer Tamei.
Once it's fully attached. But isn't there a time where it's touching, where it's not attached?
Right. Before I attach it.
You're not allowed to.
So seemingly, according to Rabbi, you wouldn't be allowed to reattach.
Okay, maybe. Maybe, but at least now it's no longer tummy. We solve one problem. Once it's attached, it's not a problem anymore, right? That's the first problem. You have a second problem. Everyone understand that?
Yeah.
So Rav Shechter says, I don't understand. The Gemara is talking about a person. Right, there's something called Tfiasa Mason. We know Tfiasa Mason, right? The Gemara, that same Gemara wants to know, are those Mason, what about the clothing, or the Tamei, the clothing going to be Tamei or not? When the Mason come back to life, are the clothing that they're wearing going to be Tamei? Better than the person, right? Because that clothing really touched the corpse. The clothing that they're wearing touched the corpse. Well, they were a corpse, so is the clothing Tamei?
If they're back alive, it's like they were never dead.
No, they were dead. These people are dead. So they say, well, no, when it happens, we'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll find out. We'll figure it out when we'll figure it out when it happens.
Wait, that's Rav Shechter's answer?
No. So the question is like this: we know this Tfiasa Mason.
Right.
And when the Tfiasa Mason, they'll be tamer. How do you know this Tfiasa Mason for a varim, for parts of a body? This Tfiasa Mason for a whole person. A whole person can, when he's alive, he's no longer tamer, right? This person was dead, now he's alive, so he's not tamer. This kidney's not alive. There's blood flowing through the kidney, it's not alive. It's not a person. He wants to say that an organ that's connected to a living person is connected to a living person, but it's still coming.
That's Rav Shechter.
Yeah, so this is Rav Shechter. Yeah. Rav Shechter. So, and he doesn't have this written up anywhere, I don't think. But he thinks that it's not true. Almost all the poskim agree to this, though. He says the Gemara is only talking about a person. A whole person who's alive, so he's not coming because he's walking around, he's alive. A kidney's not alive.
So it's still Tamei once it's in the body?
Yeah, so Rav Shechter wants to say it's still Tamei even afterwards. We'll talk about it's still Tamei once it's in the body, in theory. So the finger is certainly still Tamei. Let's talk about the finger. The finger is still Tamei. According to Rav Shechter. Fine. So Spence still had a problem.
Wait, so Kohanim can't get...
Oh, we didn't go here. Hold on.
Organ transplant?
We didn't say that. Okay. No, because... Okay, so... Let's talk about that for a minute. That's A.P. Kohanim. Let's say a Kohen needs a kidney, and you hold like Rav Shechter. And Echnami, the kidney's going to be mitame you, and it's going to be mitame ba'ol, and every time you walk around, you're mitame ba'ol, it doesn't matter, it's Kohen Nefesh.
But he's still alive.
He's still alive. No, but he's tame. So the problem is, can that person go into a room with other Kohanim? That's not Kohen Nefesh. So the problem is like this. So there's something called, not, we're talking about that not every, right, how do you have an ohel? It has to be out in space, right? And it can't be, it has to have a space of a tamachal tevach, or something called tuma galua. We're not going to talk about the isser. There's something called tuma galua. You know what Balua means? It means swallow. Swallow tuma. Swallow tuma is not mitame. So if a person swallows the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about, if you swallow a ring that's tame, and then you swallow another ring that's tahar, right? And then you vomit up the tame ring, and then the tahar ring, and you're outside, right? We'll talk about why you have the outside. But, right? So the tahar ring is not tame. I was in your stomach at the same time. Tuma Balua is not mitame. Is tuma balua that swallowed up does not cause tuma.
Think of such a thing. Where could that possibly have come up ever?
It comes up in a number of cases. Let's say a woman has giving birth to twins and one comes out dead.
Oh.
Is the first baby coming? Is the living baby coming? Let's say a dog swallows, I don't know, a piece of flesh or something. He walks into your room. Is he tummy? He ate a kazayas kwasim and a chat mina mace. Is he causing tuma? So tuma balu is not mitame. So the tuma that's inside your kidney, once you close it up, you're not tame.
Is it Gemara?
I believe it's a mission. It's certainly Gemara. So the kidney is not going to be a problem at all. Right? Because once it's closed up, it's balua. But your finger is not balua. Right? Your finger is not balua. It's not...
Otherwise, it's okay because you're just making the other Kohanim
sure. No. But not if you're in the same... No. Not if you're in the same room as them. Let's say you don't buy this tuma balua thing.
Oh, yeah, if you don't buy it.
So let's say your finger, when you're a chef, you walk into the right, your finger's a problem. Let's say you've got a hand transplant from a mace.
Wait, but what about the person with the kidney? So it's okay to go to the...
Yeah, because it's not tummy. It's inside your... It's inside. It's not tummy. It does not cause any type of tuma when it's closed, when it's balua. Right? The two rings touched each other inside your stomach. Not tummy. No, it's inside you.
No, being with a hand.
So what do you do with the hand? So first of all, Spence's problem is, you're right, once it's connected, it's not tummy anymore, but you got to get it there, and you got to be in the room before it's connected. It's not balua, it's on your finger. We're talking about fingers. Fingers.
No, I understand. I thought Rosh Hashanah's
it's not balua.
Idea was kind of, you're allowed to do transplant because it's balua.
Only when it is balua, when it's swallowed
right,
up inside you.
Your finger isn't, right?
Your finger's not balua, right. So let's deal with the finger.
Oh, so yeah, that's well, you don't get balua. So
let's use my finger.
Are you correct?
No, let's say it's my, I cut off, no, I'm not. But let's say my finger I cut off. Can I put my own finger back on?
Oh, right.
First of all, according to the chapter,
I'm not
the reason why you get a kidney transplant is not because it's Kohen Nefesh, but because it's...
No, it is Pekoch Nefesh. It's certainly Pekoch Nefesh.
It's also
No. It's Pekoch Nefesh. You can get a kidney transplant because it's Pekoch Nefesh.
So what's the significance of Tuma Blue?
Can I walk into a room with other Kohanim? I'm happy. I had my transplant a year ago. I'm healthy now. I'm living. I'm great.
What is Blue?
Balua means from the word livloa to swallow. It means swallowed. So the question is, I am now healthy and I'm Cohen, let's say. I can become Tame. It's Pekoch Nefesh. Can I walk into the Beis Medrash? Right, Rav Cohen just crossed the street. Can I walk into the Beis Medrash with Rav Cohen? I'm going to cause him to become Tame. I don't have to be in the Beis Medrash. It's not Pekoch Nefesh. If you don't hold of Tuma Balua, I can't.
Even with the just an
order. Wait, even if you do hold.
Right, even. Well, only because Tuma Balua is not Metame can I walk into the Beis Medrash.
Your
room.
Hand is not inside you.
So right, so we're talking about kidneys. Now let's get back to hands. What about hands? Hands are attached on the outside. So we have a Runderman. So a Runderman's going to tell you it's okay. Right? Or a Runderman says once it's attached, it's fine. Right. Now what about getting it attached? So Rav Moshe has a Chiddush that if it's going to be okay, if it's going to be Tahar, so then it's not a problem. Shlomo Zalman doesn't really like that. He doesn't understand why it should be okay.
Is that considered like a purification process?
So the question
or
maybe
just like,
you're taking something which is tummy and making a tahar, maybe? So Rav Moshe thinks that on the way to becoming tummy, he's dealing with a bone graft. So Rav Moshe is dealing with a bone graft. So the bone is going to be less than the Rova Hakav, but more than the Saora. Right? It's not 20 ounces of bone, it's a small piece of bone. So that's mitame b'mago v'masa, but not v'ohel, right? A small piece of, not tiny, but not 20 ounces. So there's no tumas ohel. And they're going to implant it into this person's foot. And then they're going to sew it up. Right? They're going to close it up. So it'll become a balua. Because what about on the way? It's going to be maga and masa. He says if it's maga and masa, but on the way to be balua, it's not a problem.
How can Rav Moshe
So the problem is that that's not Olo, right? That's only a problem when it's touching him. Because once it's touching him, it's already in his body, it's already Balua. So what about Olo? So what are you going to do about that?
Why isn't that also invalidated by Olo way to do it?
Because it's not Matami Ba'olo. The bone is not Matami Ba'olo. It's less than the Rova Ka. So it's only a problem when it touches him. He says once it's touching him, it's already inside his body, so then it's okay.
What? Where Moshe Tyson says that?
Yeah. He's talking about a bone graft.
On
the Kohen. Everything's on the Kohen. It's Thomas Kohani. Yes, on the Kohen. So what about the finger? We're still stuck with the finger. According to nobody, is this finger okay? We have a big problem.
The finger's... According to nobody, the finger is not...
Even according to Rav Unterman...
To walk into the
baby. Right, even according to Rav
Unterman...
No. No, once it's reattached, it's not tummy. But how do I get it reattached? I have to be in the same room as it before it's reattached.
Well, according to Rav Schechter, it is still tummy.
According to Rav Schechter, it is still tummy. So Rav Schechter was chozer after. Rav Schechter changed his mind.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Otherwise, you have a big problem.
So
yeah.
What was Rav Moshe was saying that it was since it's on the way to becoming tumah.
No, Rav Moshe is talking about a bone. So bone is not metame ba'ol. So there's no problem for the kohen to be in the room with the bone. There's only a problem for the kohen to touch the bone.
So once they start the surgery,
we're trying to answer
the finger, right? But we're talking about other things that we know because we're trying to lead up to it. So the bone is easier. The bone is easier because the bone, this is what Rav Moshe says. The question is, does it apply to us? Rav Moshe says the bone is okay because, well, it's in the room, it's not a problem. Right?
Okay, the bone part of the finger.
No, he's talking about a bone graft. Sorry, this is a different case. Rav Moshe is talking about a bone graft into someone's foot. We'll get back to the finger in a second. A bone graft into someone's foot.
The foot is still intact.
The foot's not moving. The foot's intact. I'm getting a bone from a cadaver and putting it into someone's foot for whatever reason. He doesn't really tell you why. So... there's no problem for the kohen to be in the room with the bone. It's not metame. There's no masa here because the guy's unconscious. He's not going to carry it. There's only maga, right? The only prohibition is going to be that the kohen's going to touch the bone. He says, but when he touches it, it's already balua, so that's okay.
When he touches it, it's
already what? Balua. It'll be balua. It'll be inside his body.
What if he has to
and even if it's on the way, if it touches, so he says, well, if it touches on the way going in, the doctor's not going to be, you know, maybe it scrapes against the side or something. He says it's on the way to becoming balua, so that's okay.
Even if he's carrying it, like say.
No, we're talking about. Rav Moshe is talking about a bone graft for a patient who's.
My bone, I break my leg.
Right.
My bone
so
falls out.
Does that help for the finger? Does that help for the finger? That was my question. Does that help for the finger? I'm not sure.
Because it's got everything.
It's already.
So Rav Moshe says that for a bone graft, which is balua, you even though you have to do maga or masa in order to get it back in, it's still okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to say this
Why?
Doesn't apply.
So the question is, because he says it's on the way to becoming balua, so then it's not going to be a problem. He thinks balua means that it's batel, that it's no longer of significance in itself, it's batel to your body. Once it's part of your body, it's not become alive anymore, it's not tummy anymore.
But the finger, which is not balua, can
so the finger, what do we do with the finger? Finger is still a problem. So just so you know, so the finger, so Shechner changed his mind again, because he said, if it's, why isn't Avram Menachai Metame? Because it's considered to be dead. If it's going to eventually not be dead anymore because it's my finger, maybe it was never tummy to begin with.
Can't you?
That's right.
Oh.
Right? Maybe it was never considered to be tummy to begin with.
What if something happens that doesn't...
What if it was in theory, right? So then you have a problem.
So is that like...
Right,
the,
I don't know.
Is that like the idea, like if you cut your finger off, it's like still alive? Is it still
alive? If I can reattach it, it's clear it's alive.
So
right?
It's never,
but if I take... That's different from saying if I take a cadaver from a corpse who was dead. That person is dead. There's a same mace on every part of his body. That kidney is mace. Is tummy. Then I put it into me. Does the blood flow, my blood flowing through someone else's kidney, make that kidney come back to life? I don't know. Rav Schechter would say no. It's still tummy. But it's balua, so it's okay. But my own finger, when I cut it off, it's Avram Menachai, it's only because it's like a mace. He says, it's not like a mace. Maybe. He's stopping. Maybe that it's not going to be a mace once if I can reattach it again.
When are you ever going to take something from a dead body and put it into yourself?
I need a lot of organ transplants.
It's not like a dead person's head.
So you want to say, but every it'll be always tumah balua. So let's say you do a hand transplant. I can find you this wacky case that they actually did a hand transplant from a cadaver. Or a face transplant.
So that's usher.
I didn't say it was usher. The question is it metame?
We go on the assumption that reattaching the finger is not balua. But you are.
It's not balua.
But it is.
It's not balua.
Because there's still, it's, yeah. You have
so a little bit of it's balua. Don't rather the whole finger.
But it's
the hand. You have a whole hand.
But it's what's inside the finger.
But this whole part, no, the whole finger is tummy. If the finger is tummy, then the finger is considered to be tummy.
Like,
balua means inside another cavity that isn't tummy.
So
meaning, that means you take the tumah and you put it inside something.
If the finger's tummy, it's not inside anything. It's the whole finger's
no,
tummy.
There's no,
it's not like the bone is tummy. No, it's not like the bone is tummy and the skin is protecting it. No.
So
let's get the answer, because we need to get an answer. So Sicily Ezra says it's okay. Sicily Ezra says you can reattach your finger.
Rav Shachar
said because maybe it wouldn't become tummy.
And there are no repercussions according to Sicily Ezra?
He says no. He says like this. No, he says you are... No, Sicily Ezra, there is repercussions. Sicily Ezra says, wait, you're not called... You're not... It's not... Reattach a finger, we talk about. Organs are almost always mutter for pikuach nefesh, right? To reattach it, pikuach nefesh can do it. Are you mitame ba'ol? It's tumah balua almost always, it's not a problem, right? Tumah balua does not cause tumah, it's inside, it doesn't cause tumah. What about the finger, which isn't balua? So Tzitzel Yehuda says, you're right that it's not pikuach nefesh. The person's life's not at risk, but he's sakanas eifer, right? We start with their three heads colon. There's a yesh bo sakana. Ain't no sakana, there's no risk to life.
And that's strong enough to work.
And then the main push balance. Right? So either the cholas the yesh bo sakana whose life's at risk, the cholas the ain't bo sakana whose life's not at risk, and someone who's just feeling poor. Not well. So he says, this person's at least the cholas the ain't bo sakana, he's missing his finger. And not only that, the cholas the ain't bo sakana, there's something called sakana's eiver. Where your limb is at risk. Right? You lost a limb. And here you actually lost the limb. We'll see that Reb Chaim Na in Hilchos Shabbos says, it doesn't mean you actually have to physically lose a limb. But even if your limb isn't going to work as in its optimal way, that's also called Sakana's Aether.
Is considered a limb?
A finger's a limb.
Pinky
yeah, he's saying it's a limb. Certainly according to Reb Chaim Na, your hand won't function as well without your pinky. You can't grasp things as well.
If you use your fingers there, your hand,
what about like a towel?
I don't know. So you're not Yeshmo, so for a Cholos, a Yeshmo Sakana can violate an Issa D'oraisa, right? You can violate it to the right, so you can violate Shabbos, you can violate anything.
What about things like skin transplant?
Hold on. Skin's almost always for a burn.
You can violate the lav and wear it.
So for a sakanas aver, according to the Shabbos, you can violate a lav. A regular prohibition, lo tase, a regular negative prohibition, according to the Shabbos, you can violate for a sakanas aver. Shabbos, you cannot. A regular prohibition of lav, you can.
Wait, so on Shabbos, you can't reattach your hand?
You can't violate an Isser Shabbos for the Sakalas Aver. So if reattaching the hand would require a Chil Shabbos D'oraisa, no.
Well, but you would, by definition.
What is?
Why?
What? Reattach a hand?
You can, so the question is, what Isseri D'oraisa are involved in sewing back a hand?
Driving to the hospital, signing...
Well, you have to drive to the hospital because you're going to lose blood, so you got to go anyway. Meaning, I want to physically reattaching the hand. Maybe I can get a guy to do
sewing?
It. I can get a guy to do it. Is it sewing in the rice or sewing in the rabbanim? Sewing in the skin, not sewing. We'll talk about this at length. We'll talk about this at length. We'll talk about this at length. We'll talk about Shabbos. We'll leave Shabbos out of it. So, according to the Shach, you can violate an Isser Lav for Sakonis Aver, not Shabbos. So he says, yeah, the Shach says you can violate an Isser. According to the Shach, says you can violate an Isser Lav for Sakonis Aver. You can't violate Shabbos, but you can violate an Isser Lav. No, the Shach, or Shachai Kohen. He's on a parish on the Shulchan Aruch, not Rav Shach.
So wait,
he's a parish on the Shulchan Aruch, lived many years ago.
Okay, so if you have a Kohen, he cuts the finger off, you can reattach it.
According to the Tzitzel Yezer, you can reattach it. And according to him, you can attach someone else's finger too. According to Tzitzel Yezer, why not?
To a dead person?
Why not?
Oh,
it's Sakana Zaver. So, Isser Tumas Kohanim is Nisser Lav. You can violate Isser Lav for Sakana Zaver.
So Rav Moshe says you can attach your own, but not someone else's.
He wasn't talking about that. He was talking. Moshe was talking about a bone transplant, a regular bone graft into the foot.
A living bone from yourself versus.
I want to know. I just want to know if that which is about to occur makes it mutter before.
Okay, two questions. One, first of all, so if a Yisrael or a lady has a finger that's reattached, right? So granted, he went over whatever law. Even though there's no law.
There's no law.
But if he walks into a room with Kohanim...
According to Rav Underman, it's not a problem. According to Rav Shechter's Havamin, it is a problem. Rav Shechter was closer and says it's not a problem.
So why?
Now it's reattached. So according to Rav Underman, once the blood's flowing, it's okay. After the surgery?
Yeah,
After the surgery, according to Rav Underman, once the blood's flowing, it's not a problem.
Right.
According to Rav Shechter, it was a problem. Then Rav Shechter said, no, maybe if it's your own finger. So according to Rav Shechter, if you got someone else's finger,
right,
maybe it would be a problem.
Also,
so not to mean according to Tzitzel Yezer, it's your tummy. According to Tzitzel Yezer, you became tummy. It was allowed to be tummy, but you're tummy. You can't eat carbonos. You can't go into the mikvah. There's no violation for a Kohen to become Tame for a Sakana Sefer. There's no violation, but he is Tame.
He's Tame for the rest of his life. As long as he's got that finger on him, he's Tame for the rest.
Right, because he needs Paraduma.
Right. No, even after Paraduma.
No, according to Rav Unterman, it's no longer Tame.
Right, okay. Also, what the Titzel Yasser said based on the Shah seems relatively obvious. Why is there any other Halloween?
Not everyone likes the Shah.
Wait, is Titzel Yasser saying that you're Tame, that you're still in the punishment?
You didn't, there's a prohibition. Meaning, when there's a chola on Shabbos, and I drive to the hospital to save his life, is there an Isser Shabbos? Yes, there's an Isser Shabbos. Can I violate it? Yes, you can violate it.
So it's like, you're all good.
You didn't violate it, you're coming. There's a ramification, the chola still applies. But you didn't do any prohibition, yeah.
Okay.
So feel better, you can get your fingers.
According to Rav Hartman and Rav Schechter's revision of his Halamina, there's no problem at all, even after
the fact. No, there's no tumma after the fact. There's no tumma after the fact. Once the fingers reattach,
right.
Your own fingers reattach, it's not tummy.
Okay.
But what about before it got reattached? How can I be in the same room with it?
Okay,
so you need Rav Unterman. You need the Tzitz Eliezer, I'm sorry, to get you out of that. That because it's Sakanas Eiver, it's okay.
Wait, no,
the Shach is the one who says that for Sakanas Eiver, you can violate an Isser Lav. A negative prohibition. Tumas Kohanim is an Isser Lav. So he says you can violate Tumas Kohanim to save your living.
I understand that, and that's the reasoning that Tzitzel Yezer uses?
Yes, he quotes that shot.
So according to anyone, is it a problem to walk into the basement?
No one says it's a problem afterwards. Not everyone accepts the shah. If you don't accept the shah, even if you accept Rav Unterman, you can't do this.
Right.
Right? You're stuck.
How
right?
does Tzitzel Yezer say Rav Unterman? How does Tizeli support Rav Moshe?
Rav Moshe is talking about...
And so there's no after the fact impurity. But Tizeli says there is, though. What?
No, he's talking about... Would Rav Moshe say there's Tumah after the fact? I don't know. I think he would say no, but...
I'm sorry, I'm Rav Schechter.
Rav Schechter, what's Rav Schechter's problem?
Would he say there is impurity after the fact if you reattach? Because it's like still alive?
He would say no, in your own finger there's not, because if there is, you couldn't go into the basement, right?
He said he reversed it.
Because he reversed it.
But the Tzitzel Yezer says you're still tummy, though.
You're tummy from before. No, I'm sorry. Let's go back. The Tzitzel Yezer says you're tummy from the moment that before you reattach it. You're in the room. Once it's reattached, it's okay.
Oh, so no after the fact.
When I walk into the room, I don't cause anyone else, my finger does not cause anyone to be tummy. Oh, I am tummy because I was tummy yesterday. Okay. When I was in the room with it yesterday, I became tummy. I can't become tar. Okay? Let's just briefly just discuss the Isser. We'll talk about it a little bit more next time. And then we'll talk about hospitals. What is the Isser? The Isser only applies to male Kohanim. Okay, male Kohanim. Only men. And it applies to children, too. When it applies to Yisraelim. To non-Kohanim, we cannot make a Kohen Tameh. I'm assuming that most of us are Yisraelim. I think we are. We cannot make a Kohen Tameh. We violate a prohibition in the Torah. You cannot make a child Kohen Tameh.
But that's only if you're making a coin.
Not in any of these fancy ways. Regular tumma. I can't take my skull
to
the subway.
There's no law for him to be.
There's a law for me to make him tumma.
But that's what I said. Because he's only not allowed to be tumma in the avatumma level.
Right. So I can't make him an avatumma.
But you can't ever make somebody.
Sure, I can. I can bring a skull into a room.
Oh, okay.
I can bring a skull into a room.
Right.
Okay.
What was that about children?
I cannot make a child coin tumma either.
Meaning you're not allowed to.
I'm prohibited from making a child who's a Kohen Tameh.
Any male Kohen,
yeah. So the question is like, a Kohen is allowed to, and has a mitzvah, to become Tameh for the debt for seven relatives. Right? Right? The seven relatives that you said Shiva for,
he's allowed to.
A Kohen is allowed to, and he has a mitzvah to, become Tameh for the seven relatives. What are they? Anyone know?
Father,
mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, and wife. It's only a man, so it's his wife. And it's to your unmarried sister. Only unmarried sister. When she's married, she becomes the status of... No, she becomes the status, meaning Kohen Levi Yisrael status of her husband. So she's no longer...
You cannot go to a married sister's sister. So if you're Kohen,
you can't go there. So Kohen, no, yeah.
What if it's your daughter who's married?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, the sister.
No, that's the rule. Yeah. Father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, wife. So you have a mitzvah to become tamei to those people, right? Why? To bury them, right? You sit shiva for them. Those are the same seven people you sit shiva for, right? And a kohen has a mitzvah to become tamei to them. Why do you have a mitzvah to become tamei to them? To be osek in, to bury them, right? We're assuming that you need to be involved, physically involved, to bury them. Now,
can you serve in this?
Even though you're not, can you? We don't do taras to rest.
What is guaranteed to happen?
Right, so today, where you don't really do anything, we make a couple of phone calls and everything happens by itself, we still say, no, you're still involved, you become tamei. What if it's practically impossible, there's absolutely nothing you can possibly do right now to assist in this burial? So, anyone have an example?
You still go?
No, you can go to the funeral, but right now, every moment that I can be participating, I can become tamei as a kohen, right? At the funeral, I have to participate in the funeral, so eventually at the funeral I'll become tummy. Let's say right now, there's absolutely nothing I can possibly do whatsoever to assist in this burial. Anyone have a practical example, a real-life practical example?
If you're physically named.
Nah, okay, fine. But, like, relevant, this happens all the time.
You're far away.
You cannot let people go to work.
No,
you're at war, okay.
You're saying if you're in the presence of the mace,
yeah.
You can actually help.
So if you are flying the mace to Eretz Yisrael for burial, and the mace is on the plane, you are tamei while you're on the plane, right? The plane is one large OL, right? I mean, a plane, think of a cross section of a plane.
Oh, so can you combine it, like not fly the LL?
Yeah, so this is luggage, and this is seats. Right, you are tamei because it's one big tube. So Ravuzna writes, when you're on the plane, you can't possibly be doing anything and you cannot become tamei. So you should take a different flight.
Even though you're in the same, wow.
You should take a different flight.
Wait, how do you have to deal with this?
Kohen have to deal with this even if it's not your mace.
Yeah.
And let's say I'm taking the mace to Eretz Yisrael and you're going. You can't be on my flight.
So LL has they have an
advanced LL flight. Officially has one Kohen, one mace free flight a day, I believe. I don't know. I think it's
Newark.
What
about other flights?
No.
Other airlines.
Other airlines, yeah. You don't have to be chayshish for these things, maybe. LL does this all the time.
Why don't you have to be closer?
Because LL, meaning, how frequently is Continental taking dead people?
I don't know.
They go to Israel.
If it's less than 10% of the time, I don't have to find out. LL does it frequently.
Really?
Right? Always less than 10%, I don't have to be chasers. Really? So LL does this a lot.
Who
so,
says,
Ravuzner said, Ravuzner, it's Shevet Halevi.
Ravuzner?
Wozner. So, pronounces it Vuzner because he's Hungarian. I think Hungarian.
So I can call LL and he'll tell me, like, which of the flight.
No, you have to call a special guy. LL gets annoyed when you do that, but there's a guy who knows. So also, most Mesim take direct flights. There's a guy. There's one guy who's in charge of this. You just call his cell phone and he'll pick up.
So, how do you work for LL?
I have a number.
How do you get this
number? He's the guy in charge of, like, this one guy. Everyone knows the guy. I have his number. I'll bring it next time. He doesn't mind to give it out. I have to bring it in.
So I can just call and be like...
Are there any Mesim? He'll tell you what flight, what day. I mean, you'll have to know, like... No, he says you're not doing anything. You're chayiv.
Yes, you are. You're on the way.
He says you can't be doing anything. So that's his judgment call.
I
couldn't get there any other way. He says take a different flight.
But you're
right. I'm traveling. He doesn't. So he doesn't think you're doing enough to master Thomas Kohen.
Do you need a shomer if you're have a body on the
So yeah, we generally send someone on top to say tilling.
But you can't do that yourself.
So what if you're saying tilling? No, that doesn't count.
What?
The buzzer doesn't like.
Are you like a shomer for your?
Ravuzner doesn't like
it.
Ravuzner's not a Kohen.
So,
almost all Mesim go to Eretz Yisrael on direct flights. It makes sense because the direct flights, almost all indirect flights have no Mesim on them, so it's always safe.
Okay.
Almost, you don't
have to pay. What about financial charges? Like, what if you have to pay, like, if you fly with the dead person, then maybe you get a cheaper rate. Not like, you know.
So, I actually found out last night someone went to Eretz Yisrael and the family who's not Kohanim got it on a different flight because it was cheaper. Like, or different. They couldn't even put them on the same flight. They couldn't even fit them on the same flight, and they couldn't even...
Why can't it be a shomer?
Who's
going to
be watching the body when
what's the difference?
He says no.
What's
he says a shomer isn't his askus to make. You're saying tell him. Say tell him. Wonderful. A shomer means you're protecting it from mice, right? That's what a shomer used to be. But we don't do that anymore. You're just saying till him. It's a nice thing. That's not...
So there's no shomer today?
We do have shomer, but because it's a mystical thing.
Oh, because it's mystical.
Say tell him for a dead body, but there's no issue. Okay. Next time we will finish, I promise, Tumas Kohanim. We can keep going forever. And Monday will be a review for the mission. Have a good day.
Thank you.